Good morning, everyone. It's almost morning. It's about 20 till 12 midnight here on Thursday night, almost Friday morning. Will be the 1st of December. I've been thinking today about our lives and how it's similar to the seasons of the earth. You know, we have spring, summer, fall, and winter. And we have the same thing with our lives, don't we? But of course, we find that Christ is the Creator, but He's also our Redeemer. You know? And we look for a new heaven and a new earth, which dwelleth righteousness. In the Revelation 21st chapter, he says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Well, this is something that we have to look forward to. especially to those of us who are in the fall and winters of our life. Now, we sometimes don't distinguish when is fall and when is winter. We are not guaranteed one breath further in our lives, are we? And so we sometimes pass from... I had a brother who died when he was... 4 years old. So he went from spring to winter pretty quick. But I've entitled this Just Like the Seasons. Just Like the Seasons. Our lives are just like the seasons. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the spring of our lives, we're sprouting forth and ever growing. In the summer, our lives seem to be overflowing. In the fall, our hair is changing color and we are slowing down. In the winter, the leaves are falling from our crown. Let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. The only difference is that when we get to winter, we won't return to spring. Except when we awake and find in the New Jerusalem, He did us bring. And in that paradise, winter will never come. It will be a land of everlasting spring with God's eternal sun, where we will need no light of the sun or moon there, for he himself will be the light of that land, which will be so fair. So let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. And time goes by quickly, and our lives soon will vanish away. We have a hope of being with Christ in heaven someday. And there will be no more curse there, and no more pain, and no more sorrow, and no more suffering. And I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward when God himself will be with them and be their God and will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. So just like the seasons are our lives. Our lives are just like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the spring of our lives were sprouting forth and ever-growing. In the summer our lives seem to be overflowing. In the fall our hair is changing color and we are slowing down. In the winter the leaves are falling from our crown. Let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. The only difference is that when we get to winter we won't return to spring. Except when we awake and find in the New Jerusalem he did us bring. And in that paradise winter will never come. It will be a land of everlasting spring with God's eternal sun. For we will need no light of the sun or moon there, for he himself will be the light of that land, which will be so fair. So let us look forward to the New Jerusalem today on this Saturday morning, soon to be, and be comforted with the prospect of our home in eternity. God bless.